was born in a city in a garden, in a place I learned to call my own. There must be something painted in my history that makes me wanna crawl back to my home. And the stars filled wind will guide me home, will guide me home. Come on and take me home. Oh, come on and take me home. Down to a brother, and no, I don't wanna go home just yet. Gotta figure it out for one reason or another, but I don't want my mind made up, I guess. Whoa, the river's rushing, stars filled wind will guide me home, will guide me home. Come on and take me home.
That was Niagara-based Sure Thing with a track entitled Woods and Water from their first EP, Outside Voices. They will be in Guelph on Saturday, November the 15th for a show at the Cornerstone. Now, Sure Thing are Jordan Nicolaitis on guitar, Wilson Hadfield on guitar, Ben Gertson on cello, and Jared Cardis on percussion. Their music transcends folk, soul, funk, and indie. In fact, they describe it as funky as folk. We caught up with Jordan Nicolaitis in Toronto. So it's great to talk to you today, Jordan.
Oh, great to talk to you, Jan.
So tell us a little bit about Sure Thing. How long have you been together?
We've been together for just over two years now.
So the band alludes to the fact that you grew up on the lake in Niagara. Is that why you picked that band name?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So were you playing together for a long time before you decided that you would become a band? Or I'm always curious as to how people actually got together and formed a band in the beginning.
Yeah, the formation of it's usually quite magical and unexpected. And I guess that's what leads to such great cohesion in the future, because it's not planned. But me and Wilson Hadfield, the other songwriter for the group and guitarist and singer, him and I have been playing together for since grade 10 or 11, and we're 23 now, so we've been together for about eight years now, playing playing in each other's basements or bedrooms or backyards, and just having a good time playing on the streets of downtown St. Catharines. And it starts off as that kind of playing your favorite covers of artists that you admire and look up to and respect, and then suddenly you kind of write your first song, which happened maybe a few years later, and that's such an inspiration to be writing yourself and telling your own stories. And we formed a band in grade 12 and had a band going for, I think it was 3-4 years, and then took a year away from it to search for kind of a different style inside of ourselves, one that expressed more of who we were instead of trying to fit another mold. And then now we formed Sure Thing. So it's been a long history there with him and I. And then Ben Gertsen, our cellist and great vocalist, we've known him for a long time as well from back in high school, and we coordinated all together and just kind of gathered in, I think, a backyard or a basement sometime, and we're just playing together and really liked how it sounded, and it gelled with some new, more acoustic mellow tones and that really bring out the voices. Nothing kind of overcrowds the voices, and the voices are really the forefront of our music. And we decided we'd go to an open mic at this place called Strega, the late Strega, in downtown St. Catharines, and we tried out together, and it just worked out so well. And we used to have our band started with another good friend named Gary, and it was the four of us, and slowly over time, different decisions made that change, and we grabbed another guy from our past named Jared Cardis, and he's our drummer now, really really great guy, and this is us today.
So is Ben a classically trained cellist, or is he?
He is.
Yeah. And does he play his cello like a cello, or does he play it like a bass? I was talking to someone just a couple of weeks ago, and they were explaining the intricacies of using a cello within a folk or a rock band.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to speak more to that, but I can. It's been an interesting thing because he does play it in a classical way, but he brings more of a funky, modern side to it. To go along with different songs, it really depends on the song, but he really moves back and forth between plucking and bowing, and so yeah, he does play it in certainly a different way, and he has it plugged in through a DI into the sound system with the rest of our instruments, so it's different in that way, but it's been a fun experience from the start of. You know, just playing in an open room without any amplification, the cello really rings through for all of us. And but then kind of bringing it into different pubs and bars and concert halls, it's a new experience to be working with an amplified version of a classical instrument and really working with the fine tuning of sound and projection. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the Outside Voices EP. Is that your first EP as a group?
That is. That's our first EP, a 5-song EP. We recorded it in June. We were in studio and we released it at the end of August or the first day of September. I'm trying to think. It was long anticipated. So I think, yeah, our EP release show would have been, I think, September 1st, this past September.
So tell us a little bit about the music. I mean, you describe yourselves, and you've already used the funk word a couple of times, but basically as funky as folk. There's obviously this folk sound to it. You mentioned the fact that you want to, you know, allow the richness of the music to come through in a folk way, but also like to have a bit of a groove to it. Is that the way that things work when you're in the studio together?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. That's exactly it. So the folk side to it comes from the real focus on storytelling, and really putting a focus on vocals for people to listen into the lyrics and the story that's being told, because that's why we write the music we do. But then just in our natural inclination and that natural vibe and percussive soul that we have to want to emphasize certain beats, it brings a lot of our songs lyrically to another level instrumentally, with wanting to be tapping our feet on stage and to be grooving on stage, and to also encourage that in those that share the evening with us.
Now, you will be in Guelph, as we mentioned at the start of this interview, on Saturday, November the 15th, for a show at the Cornerstone. Obviously, the music you will be playing will be from predominantly from the Outside Voices EP. Well, there's the five tracks there. I presume you must be working on more tracks for a long player. Is that the plan?
That's the plan. And so five songs on the EP, which we tour around with all of those songs always, and so those are always a part of the show. And we have another handful that a few we had to, you know, you have to make that decision of what goes on that EP and what maybe waits around a little longer to go on something else, or maybe it doesn't go on something else and it's just something you play live. But we certainly have another handful of songs outside of the EP that we will be performing on Saturday night.
And do you have an anticipated date when you'll have a long playing record out as well?
That's an exciting sound, as you say it. The fall and winter months are pretty busy for us. We tend to have more time in the spring and summer, so hopefully we can get a solid time for all of us this summer to work some more time into the studio.
So you're in Guelph on Saturday, November the 15th. That is a show with the Sweet Experience and Emily and the Mainlanders. If people wanted to get more information on the band and perhaps pick up an EP, perhaps they can't be at the show, how can they do that?
Well, we have our website, shorethingtunes.com. So yeah, shorethingtunes.com. And on that website, you have the ability to listen to all the songs on our EP, as well as purchase the EP if you click on merch. So we have a T-shirt we made last summer on there, and then we also have our Outside Voices EP available for purchase. It's only $5, and so if you're unable to come to the show this Saturday, that's the way to do it.
Well, that's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. Remember, the EP is Outside Voices, and you can pick that up via the Sure Thing website, as Jordan just mentioned, is surethingtunes.com. We'll also have a link up on folkrootsradio.com. We've got one last thing to do today, Jordan, and that's to pick the next song we're going to play, which will be from the Outside Voices EP. So what's it going to be?
Let's throw on Some People for everyone.
Jordan, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Great to speak with you, Jen.
This is Sure Thing with a track entitled Some People. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
We're all odd, but together we can make an know this whole. So sing along if you've got soul. Whoa, whoa. Sing along, cause we've all got soul. Sing along, cause we've all got soul. Sing along, cause we've all got soul. We all got soul. We all got soul.